In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. For this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name.
Last Sunday, we were on a mountaintop with our Lord. Wednesday, we were plunged into the stark reality of our sin, and we're admonished to repent and return to the Lord our God. In 2 days, we will be in the wilderness with our Lord, as he is sorely tempted by the lying and despicable Satan. I believe it is an understatement to say that this particular week in the amazing year of grace is one of the most dramatic that the faithful experience year after year. Dramatic and beautiful. For from the mountaintop to the plain, our Lord is doing it all for you. So that on Ash Wednesday, you are not left on your knees with your sins. Our Lord came down off the mountain, and he walked the road that had his soul so troubled in today's text, so that you might have life and have it abundantly. So that at his altar you could again and again receive an outpouring of mercy and forgiveness. So that your repentant heart could again and again be made right and filled up with joy. So that you could have a lifetime of returning to your home in the true peace of Christ. And so that you could live with him forever. Today's text unfolds the prediction of God's plan for his Son for your sake. It's always for you. It's as if the Father does not do anything without thinking first about you. What mercy God showed to our race, a plan of rescue by his grace, in sending one from woman's seed, the one to fill our greatest need. In this text, Jesus is well aware what he is about to endure. And even though he's surrounded by a sea of unbelief and all the reasons in the world why he should take a different road, he does not refuse what is his Father's will. Yes, Father, yes, most willingly, I'll bear what you command me. My will conforms to your decree. I'll do what you have asked me. Everything in him wants to cry, Father, save me from this hour. But instead, our Lord says, Father, glorify your name. Jesus' whole purpose in coming so far down, a down that started by taking on our flesh and sleeping among the animals, it's all unfolding more quickly now. The once infant holy is now a lamb. A lamb who knows full well that he's being led to slaughter as the sacrifice. And along the way, he will face stripes and wounds and lies, mockery, humiliation. For on a tree uplifted high, God's only son for sin would die, would drink the cup of scorn and dread that crushed the ancient serpent's head. We learn today from our Lord that because he took on our flesh, he understands. He knows our flesh.
with all its weakness. We learn from him where he would have us turn when our soul is troubled. And we sorely need this lesson because we all have a propensity for looking in the wrong places, with our Heavenly Father ending up someplace down the list. And the hardest lesson of all, thy will, O Lord, not mine. It is a lesson that leaves us on our knees, praying that God would replace our weak, faltering, totally self-centered will with his beautiful, all-sufficient, divine will for us. May God grant that prayer so that he may increase and we rightly decrease. May God grant it so that David's hymn becomes our treasured hymn, not unto us, not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, but to thy name be glory. May God grant this prayer for the sake of his beloved Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.